So let's talk a little bit about
bars.
About bars. You've spent a lot, as I recall, you've spent a lot of time in bars.
Mother would be proud, yes.
Mother would be so proud.
I loved the bars. Early 50s. In downtown Jackson, the bars were superb. You had country bands playing at the Cowboy, at the Wirt, at the Log Cabin. I mean, that's three with superb country music. And then there's another bar out in Wilson, which is a cowboy bar. I mean, it was real cowboys. It had a rodeo out back, and that was a different bar. That had no music, had tables, and cowboys. These were real cowboys. This was not Nashville. There was a fellow who was on the ski patrol on Snow King, and he wanted country music at the Stagecoach. He said, I want to start something up on a Sunday night. And I said, well, okay. I'm game, which to me like a big challenge. So we go out and we play acoustically out there. He'd break out his guitar. I played my banjo, and another fellow would play accordion. The cowboys would have fights, not with us, but there would be a fight, I swear, every single Sunday night. There would be another fight. You could expect it to happen at some point. And Ron Scott was the guy's name, and he said, when there's a fight, we just keep on playing music. The music would soothe the savage beast. The tables disappeared. We became amplified, and the dance scene started in out there, which has gone on ever since.
How many times has the Stagecoach Band played?
Well, the Coach Band, since those days when Ron started it, is 2,330 times.
As of last week?
Yep.
Wow. That's a lot. I'm interested in Yodelingville. Were you born yodeling?
No. I don't think so. Okay. At college, my roommate, he wanted to learn to yodel. So he would get these yodel records. It was difficult to find any place with alpine yodels. It's the alpine yodel, which is a more melodic type of thing rather than a vocal exercise. So we taught each other to yodel. So it was born then.
Bill, thank you.
Well, thanks. Good to have an opportunity to spout off.